welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, our official podcast here at Five Feline Farm. And this podcast is a celebration.
Yes, it is.
We are just coming off Farm Fest as we record this. And what a day.
Oh my gosh. It was crazy.
It was. It was
in a good kind of way.
In a very good kind of way. And I think we should start off with some cowbell for our customers, fans, and supporters.
Oh, yeah.
That was for you. It was a banner day. There's no other way to really describe it.
Yeah, it was by far the most sales we've ever had anywhere.
Right.
In one day, by far. And we had more special orders than ever.
You should have seen the kitchen.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
Nuts.
Friday was full on pie baking.
Yeah, so you offered these mini pies, which were gorgeous and delicious too. But so you had orders for those. You ended up making, what, about 75 pies?
Yeah, 75, somewhere in there. It was crazy.
That's a lot of pies in one day.
It is. And then we turned around and made scones on Saturday morning.
Yeah. So we had three different flavors of pies and six different flavors of scones. And you wonderful customers ordered lots of scones and pies.
You did.
All different flavors.
Yes. And it was really kind of fun for me. Well, it really was fun.
That's weird.
I know.
Yeah, see, that totally would stress me out. But I was outside harvesting in the rain.
Ooh, you were.
While you were baking pies.
But then, after we had everything baked and labeled, it fell to you to assemble orders.
Yeah.
And that was a treat.
That was a treat. And we have never offered so many different flavors of two different kinds of products before. So we've done a lot of scone orders. Okay, yeah. I've at first that kind of freaked me out when we did orders, and it's like I want to make sure I got everything right. And as far as I know, they've always been correct.
Yes.
I don't know how sometimes, because it's pretty chaotic in the middle of baking, but I didn't think about we had pie orders, we had scone orders, and we had a whole bunch of some pies and some scones.
So you really set up like an assembly line to package all of those and keep all the orders straight. And you did a fantastic job.
Well, we haven't had a complaint yet, but it kind of got to the point. It's like, oh, the pies came out right. So you knew how many we should have left each time. So I tried to focus like, okay, I have cherry pies. Who all wants a cherry pie? And, you know, got those packaged. And it was a little bit of a challenge. We have a really good sized kitchen with a lot of counter space.
We had to set up an extra table.
We had to set up an extra table. We had to take the dining room table. And we had so many orders and so many different things in each order, but I think we got the job done.
I think we did too. And by the end of the morning, before we were ready to take everything out to the Merc, all the numbers worked out.
Yes, we had the right amount of pies and the right amount of bags of orders. They all evened up, and so no one's complained so far.
So that's right.
I guess we'll just have to go with that and hope that so if I messed up your order, I'm sorry. And let me know.
Yes, but we're always trying to refine our systems and our business. And this Saturday was no exception, that we
learned some things that we want to improve on. Mm-hmm. I think it went very well.
Yeah, I think it did too. We had an excellent turnout, probably 300 or more people.
Oh my goodness. There were, every time I looked out, or there was a line to check out in the Merc.
And that's the first time we've had a line all the way back to the wagon, which is at the end of the Mercantile. We had that several times, people waiting in line to check out.
So thank you, everyone, for your patience as we build this business and learn about the things that we want to improve so that we offer you a better and better customer experience. And another shout out to the other vendors who joined us.
Oh, yeah.
That was way cool to look out and see people buying pumpkins from Four Little Pumpkins. Mm-hmm. And mushrooms, flower arrangements, I think.
Cool ornaments.
Oh, those
handmade
ornaments
from Hazel Ann Farm. Yes. Those were fantastic.
You had a produce table out.
Yeah,
so
we had produce and it had frosted the night before. So it was a really cold start to the morning.
It was.
And so the vendors were out there and it was pretty cool.
In the crib, it was still cool when Dodie and Dexter were setting up to play music, but they braved the elements.
They did. They came prepared.
They were very prepared. And
but Stacy played the guitar the whole time. It had to have not been very comfortable for a while because they played for 3 hours.
They did. And it was beautiful, wonderful music.
It was.
Appreciative.
It's perfect.
Of what they offered. I know. We had customers sitting out and listening to them, and they had one song that was kind of sing-along to Yellow Submarine, so that was fun. And other people who are musicians came to us and said they would be interested in playing in the crib.
We
the
had acoustics three or four different
wonderful.
Musicians that said that they were so impressed and they would like to play at the farm. And it was like, yes,
I know.
We're a thing.
We are a thing.
I mean, we just heard this week that we are a thing. Five Feline Farm is a thing. So,
hey,
I'll take that.
I will take that.
I think
that.
That's a major compliment.
And we are a thing because of all of our wonderful fans and supporters and customers. Again, we just appreciate you so much.
We do. And, you know, without you, it doesn't really matter what we do. We can have this farm and we can make product, but it doesn't mean a thing if you don't support that. And we are so grateful.
Indeed, we are.
So this was the big kickoff to the mercantile season. So now we will be open. The next time will be Saturday, October 26th.
Yes.
And we'll be open from 9 to 3 again. It won't be this big celebration. It'll be us in the mercantile peaceful setting. We'll still have the Corn Crib, Amazing Granary, or AZG, whatever you call it. we will still have that. So you can hang out there, eat a scone. Again, you can order scones and mini pies.
Yes, be sure to order ahead. You can order up to October 24th. We only bake what you order. So,
We're really trying to get that message out that at the farm, we can only bake what is ordered.
Right. So, get your orders in. We have, the flavor list already out there. I'll put it on our email list. You have it on social media. We'll put it on our, website and you can call, email. Order up.
Yep. So we'll have our products out here. And then starting in November, we will kick into the holiday season hours and be open 2 days a week.
Yes, we will.
So this is exciting. So this is like us, like for real in the business. And it just feels so good.
It does. And we'll have those November hours out before long. We're nailing down some detail on November and December, but it will be Fridays and Saturdays, and we'll get those hours out there to everyone. And again, you'll be able to order pies and scones And, you know, I may even throw in an occasional other surprise available for order. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Thank you again.
Yes.
For your continued support of small businesses, women-owned businesses, small farms, and all the vendors that work so hard to make products and to grow good food for you. So we appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.